Dennis Prager started his speech saying there's a crisis in America in which conservatives like him are being labeled unfairly by liberals.
What they're doing is they are completely undermining the fight against real racism, real white supremacy, real misogyny, real xenophobia, and real racism. That's the irony. They are the worst possible source of weakening of the battle against real evil by cheapening these things.
Prager said pretty soon there would be no vocabulary left for such evil. Later, though, he acknowledged there isn't always agreement on what is evil.
So if you have a uterus, you can opine about abortion, but what if you have the wrong opinion? What if you think most abortions are not moral? Did you lose your uterus? What happened there? What would they do with the non-uterus owner who identifies as a woman? They are truly transphobic.
It's comments like these that protesters say are offensive to some students, and that student funds shouldn't be spent on such speakers. But Associate Student President Ben Wetzel says the conservative student group Turning Point USA did follow the rules when they invited Prager. He says they only had to prove that the event would be, quote, educational and enriching to all students.
Whether or not you agreed with the views of Mr. Prager, if you did, it might be something that you would be interested in hearing. And if you don't agree with his views, it might be an opportunity for you to go and listen and hear more about his point of views and maybe participate in the Q&A session that was available.
But afterward, the question remained, should they have spent the $10,000 to bring such a controversial speaker? It isn't the first time the question has come up. Back in 2010, 1960s anti-war activist Bill Ayers was banned from speaking at UW after donors, politicians, and others applied pressure to drop him. That time, the students sued, forcing the university to let him come. Ayers was a liberal, visiting a conservative state. With Prager, the tables were turned. The university debate team was among those arguing to constrain the free speech of a conservative speaker. So they challenged Turning Point USA, the conservative group that invited Prager, to a public debate. The group accepted. Last month, two teams faced off in front of a standing room only crowd. Here's Turning Point's Jessica Leach.
Speech at universities, by contrast, must be regulated to attain the ends of education. Again, we ask, who determines what is educational or virtuous dialogue? At a public institution, the First Amendment encompasses all speech.
Leach and her teammate argued that students learn a lot from the ideas that upset them the most. On the other hand, the debate team argued such opinions can truly injure already vulnerable groups. The two judges were split in who they felt won the debate. But UW debate team coach Travis Cram says, the exercise was good in that both sides were forced to listen to each other.
It's sort of the difficulty of saying there is speech out there that doesn't do anyone any good to hear. How are we going to design sort of a set of policies that allows us to kind of like make sure the worst stuff stays out without chilling the effect of a free exchange of ideas? And that, I think, is a place where maybe their eyes were open the most.
UW board trustee Michelle Sullivan was impressed by the civility of the Prager conflict. She wonders if Wyomingites learned the value of free speech from the Bill Ayers debacle.
I think we as trustees have a responsibility to recognize that the university is a very important laboratory for young people as they begin to engage in their civil identities, to practice what it means to be a civil individual.
As far as students are concerned, ASUW President Ben Wetzel says they won't shy away from bringing more controversial speakers in the future.
Higher education is, in my opinion, really about having difficult conversations and trying to take your biases and put them aside and look at the facts.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.